great rule.
Okay. And how about one that's not black, but it is
paid?
Yeah. All right. Do you have a name for the grassy strip between the sidewalk and the street in town?
No.
Okay. No, that doesn't work very well down here at all. They haven't gotten that their term. Some in some northern cities they have names for that, but it doesn't. It, even in Atlanta they don't have names for it. So it's what would you call a ditch by the side of a road in level country?
Oh, that's
not a
ditch.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. How about if you had a pet? You know, a dog around the house, but who didn't do anything. He just sat around and ate and slept. What would you might you call him?
Lazy. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. What would you call? Did you have a name for the gentle sound that horses make at feeding time?
It's
neigh or something like that. Sure. And a chicken bone, you know, that's kind of shaped like this that children like.
Yeah, I know.
What do you call that?
We call it the pulley bone.
Okay.
That's the right name
and all. Right, sure is. What do you call a second growth of hay or clover? Say the first growth has been cut and now it's grown back again.
Second growth.
Okay. Now, what do you call bread made of cornmeal?
Cornbread.
Okay. Now, could you name some other things that you make with cornbread? Cornmeal, I'm sorry.
Well, I have made corn muffins.
Mm-hmm.
Drop them in pot liquor or something.
Mm-hmm.
Corn dumplings and muffins.
Yeah.
And then muffins and bread.
Pot liquor,
You cook it. I never have put in anything except turnip greens.
Mm-hmm.
Cook your turnip greens and have the juice in there and drop your corn patties in.
Is it called pot liquor while the greens are still in there?
Oh, yeah, it's pot liquor.
I see. How about, did you ever make anything, you roll this dough up in a ball and you drop it in a hot fat? Sometimes eat it with fish.
Corn. You gotta have a corn meal.
Uh-huh.
I know what it is, but I can't.
Yeah.
My mind just don't work
right. No, you're doing beautifully here.
Very helpful.
Yeah, are you sure? What I think is something like hush puppies. Is that at all?
I see it. Hush puppies. But I just couldn't say
sure,
that.
Sure, that's all right. Jimmy G. How about cornbread cooked in the ashes? They don't do this much anymore, but cornbread cooked in the ashes of the fire.
It's ash cake.
Okay. And how about soft cornbread? This is cornmeal, kind of something made of cornmeal that's served in a bowl. You eat it with a spoon. It's, you boil it with water.
Mush or something like
that. Right, exactly. And what do you call bread and loaves made with white flour?
Call it
loaf
bread.
And a round, flat pastry about this big with a hole in the middle is called a
donut.
All right. And would you have a name for whether, does this make any difference if it's made of yeast or baking powder?
The donut?
Yeah.
Well, I don't. You can use yeast, I have, but I don't make them much, but I used to make them quite a bit.
But you call them both donuts.
Oh yeah, they're donuts.
I see. How about a round flat cake made with white flour and cooked on a greased skillet?
That's a tiny pancake.
Well, that's one name. But do you have another?
You put
butter and syrup on it.
Yeah.
Pancake is a perfectly good word for it. But there are some. I was wondering if you ever call it anything else.